What are positive phrases? To start, let's learn some vocabulary. As an intermediate to advanced speaker, you probably know what it means when something is in opposition to something. It means to be in contrast or in conflict with something, i.e., the opposite. But do you know what it means to be in apposition? Apposition means to be close or even side by side with something. And in grammar, it's the term we use to describe a phrase that clarifies or provides further information about a noun within a sentence. Note, the word oppose is rarely, if ever, used outside of the context of historical discussion, science, or grammar. It's a very old word that was phased out over time. The closest term still commonly used is juxtapose, which means to put something close together for comparison. Now, let's look at a few appositive examples. Catherine Purser, a partner at Smith, Rogers, and Purser, is an experienced trial attorney. At its core, this sentence says Catherine Purser is an experienced trial attorney. A partner at Smith, Rogers, and Purser is an appositive phrase that provides additional information about Catherine Purser. The Central Processing Plant, our headquarters, is located in Hartford, Connecticut. We can use an appositive phrase with any noun, which includes complex and non-proper nouns. This sentence is describing the location of the central processing plant of a business. Our headquarters is an appositive that further describes and identifies the plant. My longtime coworker and friend, Juan Carlos, was also my best man at our wedding. My longtime coworker and friend was also my best man at our wedding is a perfect sentence on its own. Naming Juan Carlos is simply supplemental information and an appositive. My friend John is a doctor. In this sentence, John is the appositive, but do you notice the difference in this sentence? The appositive isn't separated from the rest of the sentence with commas. That's because John is essential information in the context of the sentence. Punctuation with appositives can be tricky if you don't know how to use the rules. So, let's explore that in the next section.